The York Justice Commission has recently heard from community members with first-hand experiences of the child protection and criminal justice systems, following a series of other hearings last year on various issues impacting First Peoples. This comes as Victoria's controversial bail laws, which meant Aboriginal women were in prison at double the rate, are set to be loosened within months. The Wire's Anisha Pilarisetti speaks with the chair of the York Justice Commission, Professor Eleanor Burke, about findings from the most recent hearings, which wrapped up last week.
Well, the York Justice Commission is the first Aboriginal dedicated royal commission, I think, in the history of this country, the first for Australia. And Victoria was able to work with government, especially this century. And we've had so many things happening around land justice and leading into things that are more progressive, I guess, than in other parts of the country. And we were able to have the Victorian Treaty Advancement Commission, which was led by Commissioner Jill Gallagher, and that led to the First People's Assembly of Victoria. And the First People's Assembly of Victoria recommended that there be a truth-telling exercise before they embarked on treaty-making. So that's how we came into being.
Mm. And the Commission has recently heard from community members with first-hand experiences of the child protection and criminal justice systems. What were some things that stood out to you?
Most of the things that people are concerned with are matters that are fairly well known from previous reports and, you know, the death in custody report, the bail reform laws, the raising the age of the juveniles in jail. Those things are very well known and been on the agenda for a long time. So they're easy, but the hard thing for us is to persuade government to make those changes. And in relation to the bail laws, this has been a matter that's been talked about in the last 5 years, but it's come up in our public hearings, it's come up in prison visits, it's mentioned in the inquest, the death in custody of Veronica Nelson. So these things are not unknown to the government, and we look forward to them making some changes in this space.
Mm. And I know you've had several hearings before this across last year. Could you maybe speak to the efforts of First People in this truth-telling process and the responsibility that non-Indigenous people have in engaging with this process?
Thank you. Well, the first thing I should say is that even though last year was difficult, we still managed to get out by splitting up and getting to as many communities as we could to brief them and, about where we were at as the Commission, but also to hear what their concerns were. And we heard a whole range of concerns that really are reflected in the terms of reference, and we were overwhelmed to some extent by men and women who came out in different parts of the state to tell us the things they were concerned about. And they are these matters, the matters to do with criminal justice, child removal, around, you know, the impact of colonisation through the dispossession of people from their lands, and all of the implications that have arisen from that removal.
And I know you can't speak extensively on this, but what has the Commission's reaction been to the Victorian government announcing that bail laws will be loosened within a few months?
We welcome this. We're looking forward to seeing what they will do. And, of course, in this space, this last space in relation to criminal justice, we have asked the government for information, which we're expecting imminently. And we're also going to be able to have people from the government speak to us in our hearings to explain to us what might happen and why some things haven't happened.
Mm. And could you maybe touch on how First Peoples can make submissions or speak with or share stories and information with the Commission?
All First Peoples can now make contact with the Commission with a view to making statements or a submission. There is an online process, but we do have community-based staff who can help anybody in their community make submissions if that's what they would like to do, and then those submissions can be made in many forms. That can be a written submission, that can be an audio or video recorded submission, can be artworks, recordings of something they might have done and said before, or song and dance. So we're very flexible around that. And, of course, we're very concerned about maintaining confidentiality. We are also concerned about social and emotional well-being, because these matters are very personal and sometimes have resulted in trauma that has impacted people for life. So we're also concerned that people feel safe in doing what they're doing in their engagement with the Commission.
Thank you. And is there anything else that you would like to add about the Commission or the recent hearings?
The important message, I think, to other Victorians is this is the first opportunity that First Peoples of Victoria have had to tell their side of the story, in addition to the issues that are around justice matters. I mean, there is a story about how this state was settled, and there's a story about our culture, there's a story about the places we come from that we hold dear in our families, in many of our families, and we want to share that with other Victorians and add it to what has been written early on. And we're fairly invisible in the public records early on, only seen through the eyes of the British who are writing down their encounters. So that's the other aspect, because at the end of the Commission's work, we expect to be able to have the opportunity for all Victorians to have a greater understanding of how we came to be this state called Victoria with our voices in that story.
That was Chair of the York Justice Commission, Professor Eleanor Burke, ending the story by The Wire's Anisha Pilarisetti. And if you're an Aboriginal Victorian and would like to make a submission on this topic in a safe and confidential way, the link is on our website, thewire.org.au.